Hello, everybody. I'm pleased to be here with you all and to have an opportunity to present some of the preliminary research that I've been able to work with. I want to just go ahead and right off the bat acknowledge my two advisors, Dr. Cody Creech and Dr. Tishomi Ragasa, for the help that they have given me in getting this project going. So just give an outline of what I want to talk about today. First, I want to talk about the importance that wheat has had in Nebraska historically. I also want to look at some of the current recommendations that the University of Nebraska is giving to providing for wheat growers in western Nebraska. Go over the project and then give some observations, results of what we've seen. So since the year 2000, the greatest acreage of wheat was 2 million in 2006 and 2007, with the lowest being 1 million in 2010 and 2011. Grain production has ranged from 50 to 84 million bushels per acre, and or 50 to 80 million bushels total, and the value of production has ranged from 163 to 491 million. Nebraska is typically one of the top 10 wheat producing states in the nation, and most of this production occurs in the western half of the state. And this is important because we focused almost all of our efforts in the western half of the state. So in 1910, wheat yields were 5 to 12 bushels per acre. Wheat yields have nearly doubled in the late 60s and 70s. This is mostly due to the adoption of conservation tillage practices. Wheat yields now average around 45 bushels an acre in western Nebraska for dry land. The wheat production peaked in 1982 and has since declined 65%. Nearly 700,000 acres of winter wheat are planted annually in the panhandle, and approximately 90% of the wheat in the panhandle is dry land. So, some of the university recommendations that that I want to talk about. So, in 2015, there was an article put up that was talking about establishment of wheat, and that article within the first couple of weeks had over 1,000 views. So we know that people are coming to the University of Nebraska for that information, and some of the concerns is that a lot of the information on the and recommendations on the university's site are based off of data that has been collected in other states and not on data that is not on research that has been done in Nebraska itself. Some examples of this is there were studies in Oregon and Kansas that are some of the studies that are used as examples. This project is to see if those studies and the stuff that they saw there hold true for Nebraska as well. There was a study done by Floyd E. Bolton, a crop scientist at Oregon State University. It was found that no matter what the row is facing, 18 seeds per foot seem to be the point of diminishing yields. By following the recommendations he saw, they could see a potential for 30% savings in seeds per acre. So some of the variables that we decided to look at in the project, we decided to look at seed size. Seed size is a factor that you really have to that really should be considered when you are establishing wheat. In 2014, winter wheat yields ranged from 24 to 127 bushels per acre, and that seed size ranged from 10,700 seeds per pound to 16,400 seeds per pound. In 2013, the range was from 12,000 to 23,000. So from year to year, you can see that there's big differences in the sizes of the seed. This matters because if you're just planting your field based on pounds per acre or kilograms per hectare or whatever you want to do it, if you're planting a small seeded variety, you could be way over planting. And if you're planting a large seeded variety, you could be under planting. All right, so the current planting date recommendations. This is the map that the university bases its recommendations on. It was updated in the early 80s, but it was developed in the 60s. It's elevation driven in the panhandle. So as you can see here, you can see that up in this area you would plant in the very beginning of September, while over here in this area you would plant in the middle of September. But a lot of things have changed, and it's time that this map got looked at again to see if it needs updated as well. All right, so planning the project. So some of the variables we have 4 seeding rates, 2 different row spacings, 3 planting dates, and 3 varieties. So this is the study layout. The study had 5 repetitions, so it was done in 5 different locations. We blocked by planting date and then blocked by row spacing, and each plot is 9.8 meters long and 1.5 meters wide. The seeding rates that we went with were 46 seeds per row meter, 53 seeds per row meter, 59 seeds per row meter, and 66 seeds per row meter. The row spacings we went with were 19 centimeters per 19 centimeters and 25.5 centimeters. The idea behind this is that these fit with commonly used row spacings in western Nebraska, and the smaller row spacings would be used for higher yield situations, or for if you were you were anticipating that you were going to lose some plants to winter kill. If you were a little bit slow getting your wheat into the ground, you were concerned about that. So our 5 locations, we had locations in Hemingford, Kimball, Sydney, Grant, and Curtis. And if we put those locations onto the map, we can see that each of those locations corresponds with a different planting date on this map. The planting dates, in order to see if our current recommendations for planting dates are accurate, we had an on-time planting date that was fit with the recommendations, and then we had a planting date that was 2 weeks earlier, and a planting date that was 2 weeks later. So when we were choosing our varieties, we were choosing varieties that had seed sizes that fit into what we call the small, medium, and large seeded varieties. For the small seeded variety, we went with Wesley, and for the medium, we went with Rubidoux, and for the large, we went with Goodstreak. So this picture is from Sydney, Nebraska, taken on the same day, and this is the wheat getting ready to go into winter. And we have this is the early planting, the on time, and the late planting. And so you can see here the differences in establishment or emergence as the wheat was getting ready to go into winter. So some of the observations we saw as the year went on, we noticed that there was differences in disease pressure in some locations. Certain varieties were very heavily affected by wheat streak mosaic virus. Some were heavily affected by stripe rust, and some locations suffered more than others. In general, though, the early planting dates showed more problems with diseases than the other 2 planting dates did. For pest pressure, we had a surprise in a problem with wheat stem sawflies in the tall varieties of wheat. We struggled with lodging quite a bit. It was just more pronounced with those varieties. And then one location, we had a combination of sawflies and extremely heavy rains that made harvesting particularly tricky for that location. All right, so the results here are very preliminary. But here we're measuring this on the yield in megagrams per hectare. And then across the bottom here, they're grouped by their row spacing, and then also by their planting date with the different varieties here. And in general, we saw that there was a spacing by variety by date was really the only thing that was significant in the data that we saw. And this data is across all the different locations. But we did see that the early planting date did perform better than the other 2, which surprised us because we did see so much more disease pressure with that early planting date. We were kind of shocked, honestly, that it did as well as it did. And we also saw that certain varieties that a certain variety performed better than the others, but since that wasn't really what we were after, it's not something that we focused on. So some of the conclusions we've managed to reach from this preliminary data, the earlier planting date has had higher yields than the later planting dates. We also saw that the wider row spacing had higher yields, but within row spacing, the seeding rate did not impact yields. This is important because if you're not seeing a benefit from having the narrow row spacing and you can plant and you're not seeing a benefit from having a higher population, you're getting the same yields, then you could back off we could potentially back off of our amount of seed that we're putting in the ground and still get the same yields as if we were putting higher seeding rates into the ground. We're hoping, we have a second year's, the second year's planting in the ground, we're hoping that adding that to the data will add clarity to some of the stuff that we're seeing. So thank you, and any questions?
We do have time for a couple questions. How does location affect that? I mean, you're flying over quite a range of environments, so scoop everything across all the environments. Is that the right way of doing that kind of analysis?
No, it wasn't. When I was getting help with the statistics, there was a miscommunication, and this is what we ended up getting, but by the time we had gotten that, we had run out of time. We want to do an analysis, and we are working on doing an analysis by location and not grouping them together. So that is something that we hope to do with this data and also with the next year's data to see if there's more, because that is something that we wanted to look at.
No,
because that's not something that we do at our research. We just are going to let it is what it is.
Are you treating the seed?
No.
You said that some varieties perform better than others, but wasn't your variety a proxy for your seed size? So how do you tease out that variable. It's
something I've thought about as well, and I don't know the answer.
Do you know how stable seed size is within a variety year?
When we did the seed size testing this year we were able to get the same varieties had the same seed sizes this year as they did last year. And we tried to use seed that was the most, we used seed that was the most up-to-date seed from just the freshest seed possible. So, no, well, that's not something we didn't notice anything like that. The populations were approximately. That was our plant populations. That's our goal. We calibrated the drill for that. I mean, obviously there's going to be some room for error in that, but that was the goal.
Based on those populations, you talked about your typical populations recommended earlier, and you talked about seed fertility. So how does that compare here? What would be a typical seed rate looking at your seeds per row?
So are you saying you want me to like convert it to seeds per foot? I'm not sure I know which one would be typical. If I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure that the 53 and 59s were the typical one, and we've shot for over and under that, but I can't remember for sure. Yeah.
We're here.